Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How did the Mavericks find a way to get it done in Game 7 after avoiding elimination last night in a huge win over the Phoenix Suns? We go inside the Mavs right here on your Turn It On, Leave It On Station 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Gray, RJ Choppy, Peyton Russell holding it down for you here on this gorgeous Friday morning here on your home with the Dallas Cowboys and Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. The truckwreck.com text line, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, if you want to get in on the conversation. Your Dallas Mavericks, 113, the Phoenix Suns, 86. We are all tied at three games apiece as we head back to Phoenix for Game 7, a decisive Game 7 on Sunday. That game will either be at 2:30 p.m. on ABC or at 7 p.m. on TNT, depending on what happens between the Bucks and the Celtics. If the Bucks-Celtics series ends in six, game number 7 will be at 2:30 on ABC. If it goes a full 7 games, game 7 for the Mavericks and Suns will be at 7 p.m. on TNT on Sunday evening. But it was a terrific night inside of the American Airlines Center. I was covering all things, of course, for you for 105 through the Fan. You can follow me on Twitter at Kevin Gray Sports. You can follow Choppy on Twitter at RJ Choppy. Peyton, they can find you where on Twitter, sir?
At Peyton underscore Russell 1.
Make sure you flood his Twitter with a bunch of follows there on Twitter. And it was a really, really fun atmosphere. And the Mavericks, regardless of what happens in this series, happy that the MFFLs, the Mavericks fans last night, got to see this team win a game at home, their fifth straight home win in these playoffs. So the Mavericks last night getting a huge win at home, game 7 on Sunday.
Huge win. This team has played so well at home in this series. It's been night and day. It really is odd how that happens. Like, you know, you'll see the fact that role players, and I don't understand this, why role players in the NBA play so much better at home than anywhere else. Like, even in college, they seem to play better on the road than they do in the NBA. It makes absolutely no sense, but it is absolutely the case in the league. You know, when you're in the NBA and you're a role player, you're non-existent on the road. Non-existent, largely. And at home, it's like you're a true number two. Kind of funny how that happens.
Luka Doncic making history along the way in this series. Luka Doncic, per ESPN Stats and Info, has averaged 39 points when facing elimination in his career, the highest scoring average in those situations in NBA history with a minimum of three games. So that just gives you an idea of how well Luka Doncic plays when the lights are brightest and the stage is the biggest. And last night had another 33 points. Last night against the Phoenix Suns, Doncic has his fifth playoff game, had his fifth playoff game with at least 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, breaking a tie with Dirk Nowitzki for the most in Mavs postseason history. Nowitzki's 4 games came across 145 games in his playoff career. Luka only needed 22 games to pass him.
Is that good?
It's not bad. It's not bad for a 23-year-old superstar who is going to be a first-team All-NBA selection for the third year in a row. And what you loved about what last night's win represented for this team, much like games 3, game 4, and then last night, the hustle plays, the winning of the 50-50 balls, the second-chance points. They actually played really well getting out on the fast break last night. They did a lot of things that were similar to games 3 and 4 that they need to take with them, not just in game six, obviously now going into game seven, the defensive intensity and the defensive adjustments that Jason Kidd has made, two which have stood out so far. Frank Ntilikina getting some minutes and some defensive opportunities against Devin Booker and Chris Paul. And then last night, Reggie Bullock getting the defensive assignment on Devin Booker, who was just 6 of 17 from the field with only 19 points, holding him to 35% shooting. I think Jason Kidd has been able to make the kinds of adjustments in this series, especially the way that they played at home, that hopefully he can make on Sunday for this team, because now these two teams, they know each other, and they know each other well. It's about who wants it more, and more importantly, who executes the best on Sunday in Game 7.
Yeah, it really is, and I wonder if, you know, putting Reggie on Booker again is the way to go. I don't know. I mean, you know, they play better or worse based on where the location of the game is. And you know, maybe the Suns just had themselves an off night. But I think the likelihood is that there's something wrong with Phoenix. They ain't the favorites in the West right now. I'm not saying it's Golden State either, the way they looked the other night. But I don't think there is a favorite in the West right now. Phoenix is not that team. Chris Paul is gutless. Gutless. And this Phoenix team in general, while they are a 60-plus win, 62-win team, they're fantastic. When their point guard is playing like he's played the last couple of games, they're a completely different team. They are a manageable team. You can beat this basketball team. Even when, now, granted, Chris Paul didn't play very well in Game 5, and they won by like 47 points, seemed like. And they controlled that thing from about the start of the third quarter on. But when Chris Paul doesn't play well, you can definitely get this team.
Chris Paul had 5 turnovers in Game 6, was just 4 of 7, had 13 points, but was a negative 14 as far as the game last night was concerned. And
did you think, real quick, that they were going to throw a flagrant on DeAndre Ayton?
Oh, for the elbow to Luka's face last night? I thought that they were going to at least overturn it and make it an offensive foul. It could have gotten to the level of a flagrant one, because he clearly threw the elbow as he was going up for the dunk, which could have warranted a flagrant.
You thought they were going to make it offensive?
I mean, it was an offensive foul. I mean, he went up as he's going up for the dunk. He's going up for the dunk with his right hand. His left arm and elbow, he uses it to clear out Doncic on the way up as he's going up for the dunk. That's an offensive foul in my mind.
I don't know. Were you able to – you were at the game, though.
Yeah, right? I was at the game.
Yeah, Redick was talking about that, saying it was clearly a foul on Luka, but then it was the elbow. Because Luka got him.
For the flagrant, possibly.
So Luka got him, and then he cleared out with the elbow.
Yeah.
So they weren't sure how they were going to – they weren't sure how they were going to call it. They were going to call it. It was clearly going to be foul on Luka. And then the thought was, if it was a foul on Luka, can you really give the other guy a flagrant for protecting himself? You know, because when you put your arm up to protect yourself sometimes. That was the you know, kind of what they were talking about back and forth on the broadcast. But, you know, I thought there was a chance they gave him a flagrant with the elbow. But then again, I didn't really factor in, you know, whether or not they do that when you get fouled already on the play and they're protecting yourself, as they said. He could have said he was protecting himself.
Jason Kidd on the biggest thing for Luka Doncic in this series and how he's continued to evolve.
He was aggressive early. He was attacking the rim. He wasn't waiting. He will tell you he had some great looks that just didn't fall for him. But I thought biggest thing is his maturity of not to get – he was maybe frustrated, but he didn't let it get to him. He continued to execute and attack. And then when he drew a crowd, he got off of it and guys knocked down shots.
And that they did. Last night, the Dallas Mavericks shooting 41% from the three-point line, hitting 16 threes, shooting 45% overall from the field. And Spencer Dinwiddie even came to the party last night, went 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
Oh, nice of you to show up there.
Well, I mean, we've talked about for him, like, he's got to be one of the guys that shows up for this team, and he finally joined the party last night and, you know, hit a couple threes, you know, in the first half or in the first quarter, hit another couple threes, you know, in the second quarter. You know, he played much better, and they're going to need him to be able to hit the, you know, one three-pointer in the first quarter, then I think he hit three in the second quarter, or hit another one. So, yeah, he played well in the first half, I thought, and gave himself an opportunity to continue to get some rhythm in this game and played well. And he wound up finishing with 15 points, hitting three-pointers in each of the quarters there to be able to help this team. But defensively is where this team has been able to get themselves going in each of the home games. So now the question is, we look forward now, turning the page from Game 6 to Game 7. Chop, how do they find a way to get a win based on what they did here at home in Games 3, 4, and 6 to somehow steal a win in Game 7 on the road on Sunday?
They don't have to find a way. They just let Chris Paul be Chris Paul in Game 7. Let him be – he is the real playoff P. Everybody give it to Paul George? No, it's Chris Paul. It's Chris Paul, playoff P right there. What is it with a guy's name Paul who can't play in the playoffs?
Oh, damn. Good point.
Is Paul Millsap a good playoff player? I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
Yeah. But let him let him do his thing. Let him get his 7 points, his cute little 7 points, and his five turnovers. Let him do that. Let him have more turnovers than he has field goals made. Let Cliff Paul do that. Let him get another minus 14 on the plus minus. Let him get a game score around 12, and let's handle it. That's what you got to do. That honestly, seriously, the Suns go as Chris Paul goes. Like he is like, obviously he's the leader. He's the point guard. He's the primary ball handler. If he is having an off night, they're cooked. Unless everybody else on the team comes to play, like they did on Friday, or Game 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like they all came to play in Game 5. But, you know, if they don't all come to play again, this could be a completely different game.
It's going to be fun to watch because they got off to the start that they did in Game 5 that they did not get off to in Games 1 and 2 on the road against Phoenix. But then they collapsed, obviously, in the third quarter. That really started to collapse at the end of the second quarter. The final 7:24 of that game, they were outscored 19-8 to end that second quarter in game number 5 in Phoenix. And then, of course, the floodgates opened with the 12 turnovers and only 14 points they scored in the third quarter of game 5. They've got to find a way to channel the defense that they've had in these three games here at home. And look, the physicality that you bring to Devin Booker and to Chris Paul, the defense of Reggie Bullock and Dorian Finney-Smith on Chris Paul. Dorian Finney-Smith was in foul trouble last night, didn't really have an effect on the game. But Reggie Bullock was the guy that was really able on both ends of the floor, going 5 of 11 from the three-point line, 19 points, and the defensive effort that they had. The Mavericks last night had 16 steals, which when you think about is amazing given the defense that they played. So Game 7 will be on Sunday, and the Mavericks will look to advance to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2011. Before we get out of here, go to break.
Everything, by the way, this playoff year is the first time since 2011.
Yeah, everything. Everything. Speaking of the playoffs, Chop, the NBA has renamed and named awards now when it comes to – we got some redesigned trophies for the NBA playoffs.
They do.
What's going on there?
All right, so they've added a couple of trophies, and they've unveiled the redesigns. They've redesigned the Larry O'Brien trophy.
Okay.
Which is the championship trophy. By the way, in a related story – absolutely nobody asked for this.
That is true. Wasn't clamoring for a redesign of the NBA trophy.
So they partnered with Tiffany.
Oh, good partner.
Not the breakfast place, but
no.
Tiffany.
Nope.
And they have redesigned it. They also unveiled some other new trophies. So the Larry Bird trophy and the Magic Johnson Conference Finals MVP trophies.
Okay.
All right. And then.
Saw some in the Western Conference for Magic, Eastern Conference for
I would
Larry
assume
Bird.
That's how they're going to do it.
Okay.
They also decided to unveil the conference championship trophies, the Bob Cousy Trophy and the Oscar Robertson Trophy. I don't know if J.J. Redick is in favor of the Bob Cousy Trophy or not. But so Larry and Magic, obviously, defined in the 1980s, that bi-coastal relationship. That is one. And then they have changed. It's been named the Larry O'Brien Trophy since 1984. Which honors the NBA's former commissioner, but they have changed the design of it a little bit. And as you can see, it's got what looks
to be like the net,
some silver lining.
Yeah,
which would be the net, and then the lines in the basketball.
Okay,
which I think it's an updated,
it's a subtle redesign.
Yeah, it's a subtle redesign. So that's how the new one is going to look.
Okay, I like the idea of the conference.
Final MVPs. And stuff.
Yeah, with Larry being representative for the East Eastern Conference and Magic, of course, being representative of the Western Conference. So that's pretty cool.
I mean, you know, why would you not, you know, why would you put anybody with Michael Jordan's name on these things? But they didn't rename the Finals MVP trophy after him.
Because right now, I believe it was named after Bill Russell.
Spare. Overrated.
Wow. We'll have to have a conversation about that here soon. Coming up next, though, this conversation, a little Cowboys schedule breakdown. What's the toughest stretch of games that the Cowboys are going to be facing during the 2022 NFL season? And the one game they cannot afford to lose. We'll get into that next. I want to fight through the fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's the toughest part for the Cowboys schedule this upcoming year? Predictions and the one game they can't afford to lose based on the schedule release yesterday. It is your Turn It On, Leave It On station. Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Gray, RJ Choppy, Peyton Russell holding it down for you here on this gorgeous Friday morning. We appreciate you joining us however and wherever you may be listening on the truckbreak.com. Text line 877-881-1053. Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Looking forward to 2 o'clock today, the debut of the new G-Bag Nation with General Gavin Dawson, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, and now Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk, formerly the Nosebleed Seats. They are now with the G-Bag Nation. So congratulations to our guys. They are going to be making their debut with the G-Bag Nation.
Does this mean you start tonight too?
No. So we will be, so programming note for going forward, there will be no nighttime after Rangers games.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
Going forward from now on. You'll get your snacks, whether it be KNC or whatever choice of snack that would be on that particular night. So we, our debut show for Reggie and myself, will be May the 23rd. So we'll be on Ranger off days, and then once, of course, the season is over with for the Rangers, Monday through Friday, 7 to 11 p.m.
There you go.
Right here on 105 through the Fan.
So and you got the All-Star break, too. You got like 3 or 4 days
that's
there
right.
as well.
That's right. The All-Star break in July, so we'll be on every day. So anytime there's a Ranger off day, we'll be on with you. And then, yeah, looking forward to that. So Reggie and I will take over 7 to 11 Monday through Friday as the Nosebleed Seats are now with the G-Bag Nation. Make sure you come hang out with all of us tomorrow, Twin Peaks in Irving, 3 to 5 p.m. All of your favorite fan hosts and personalities will be there. Chris Arnold and myself will be doing a live broadcast from 1 to 5:30 p.m. out in Twin Peaks in Irving. So make sure you come out, hang out with us, celebrate us, food, drinks, fellowship. The one we had in Burleson about 4 or 5 weeks ago was absolutely fantastic. Y'all came out, showed out, and had a great time. Looking forward to hanging out with you, the Tolos, once again, Twin Peaks in Irving. Tomorrow, 1 p.m., we'll be out there. Make sure you come say what's up and hang out with us tomorrow. Looking forward to that right here for 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys had their schedule come out. I love the fact that the NFL really stared us in the face and said, hey, y'all love football this much. We're going to put out a three-hour special, and guess what? Y'all are going to sit down and watch it. Because there was plenty of people that I'm sure that sat down yesterday and watched a three-hour schedule release show on the NFL Network. That's just what the NFL does. They've got the marketing of the sport on lock. They've turned the NFL draft into a television production. Everything is a big to-do with the NFL, even talking about calendars.
It is. There ain't no doubt about it. They have completely transformed the game. And, you know, it's stuff like, I don't even care. Like, the schedule release, I don't even care about. Like, I don't care. I mean, I care about the, I don't care about watching it. I'll look it up the next day.
Yeah.
Or that night. I'll just look it up. You know, I don't need to hear some analyst try to break it down for me. Mm-hmm. I don't need somebody. I don't need an analyst to break it down for me. You know, I want to see what it is. I want to see what the schedule is. I want to look at myself, make my own decision. You know, come up with my own takes on that. I don't want to watch that.
Hey.
I want to watch a live sporting event. I want to watch Heat Sixers. I want to watch Mavs Suns. You know, I want to watch, anything.
Anything other than a calendar.
Anything other than a calendar release.
Calendar release. I mean, the idea for people to be able to plan, you know, their trips and what they need to do to get ready for that, I understand that, but I don't need a three-hour special for it to do that. I could just look at the calendar and see when it gets released, and then I could plan my dates accordingly.
Let's see what Peter Schrager has to say. Cowboys
break it
down,
Peter. Let's see what you got and see what they happen there. So, look, let's do this. I mean, because John Machota, love my guy John Machota over The Athletic, came up with a really compelling piece here looking at the Cowboys schedule and doing a little bit of a breakdown based on who they're playing, when they're playing, and some important stretches. And I thought it would be a really good conversation because based on how we think this is going to go down, the Cowboys are tied for the easiest schedule in the NFL this upcoming year with Washington. But there are several stretches of games where you look at and you say, okay, what could be a set of games that could possibly trip up the Cowboys when you look at what they're dealing with? And honestly, it really starts at the beginning of the season. When you look at the Cowboys, the toughest stretch, as Machota puts, is weeks 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to agree with him. When you look at the Cowboys and their schedule for weeks 1 through 6, you open up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Cincinnati Bengals in week 2, Giants in week 3, Washington week 4, week 5 and 6 against the Rams and the Eagles, both of those games on the road, before then you have games at home against Detroit and Chicago in week 7 and 8. But those first 6 weeks, we're talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team that just went to the Super Bowl in the Cincinnati Bengals, and, oh, by the way, the defending Super Bowl champion, Los Angeles Rams. We're going to learn a lot about this Cowboys team within the first 6 weeks about if they're a real contender going into the rest of their season schedule after they get done with that stretch there.
We are going to learn so much about them. We're also going to learn about the other teams. What's Tampa this year? Are they different? Are they better? Are they worse?
Is Cincinnati for real? Can they back up what they did last year?
Right. You know, like, what about the Rams? Because the Rams are pretty much proven over the last, you know, half decade. They kind of make the playoffs just about every year anyway. What are the Bears? You know, It was an interesting point brought up on the truckart.com text line. The Jags and the Bears could easily be last year's Bengals.
That's tough.
I mean, the Jags could. Trevor Lawrence is his second year.
I expect him to be much more competent with Doug Peterson as
but
their head coach.
Nobody had the Bengals being anything this year.
Yeah.
And here they were. They went to the Super Bowl. Why? Quarterback. It's all it takes. It takes one guy. And if you hit on that guy and he becomes the great player, then all of a sudden you're a contender. The Jags certainly could be that team. I don't see the Bears doing it. I'm not as big on Justin Fields. Although I do think that he was kind of really hamstrung last year with an awful coaching situation. The team was, off outside the offensive line, not a bad roster. It really wasn't a bad roster. So I could see that. I could see that happen. I don't really see it with, Houston, Detroit, the Commanders. I don't see them, Giants, nothing like that. But, I'm intrigued on a couple of these games. Some of these are going to be true tests.
No, they really are. And we'll find out not just about the Cowboys through those first 6 weeks, but also about those other teams as well. This was a question I thought that was posed by him that I thought was really interesting as we go through some of the Cowboys, and possible predictions for them as well for their schedule. The one game the Cowboys can't afford to lose, and I thought it was interesting because in between, when you look at the late portion of their schedule, you go to weeks 13, 14, and 15, they have three consecutive games against the AFC South. They play the Colts at home. They play the Texans at home before going on the road to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then they come home again to take on the Eagles. And then week 17, they play at the Tennessee Titans. And that was the game, Machota points out, as the game that you can't afford to lose. I'm sorry, back in week 14 is the Texans game. The Titans game comes a few weeks later. The one that they can't afford to lose is the game against the Texans, because all signs are pointing, as Machota puts out, that the Texans are going to be the worst team in the National Football League. You can't afford to lose to the Houston Texans in week 14, in my mind. And I think that makes a lot of sense based on what Houston's going to be and what the Cowboys should be at that particular point. A letdown in that game would be catastrophic given what you think this team is going to be going forward in the playoffs.
I was wondering which one would be the worst loss and the one you can't afford to lose. And, I do think it's either Houston or Detroit. I don't think you can afford to lose.
Or the Bears.
Yeah, or the Bears.
You get the Bears and the Lions in back-to-back weeks. You should be able to handle your business against both of those teams.
Mm-hmm. Again, Jacksonville could be something different. You don't know. Trevor Lawrence could turn into Joe Burrow. I don't see.
I see what you're doing, Chop. I see what you're doing. I feel like that's you're setting us up for one of your NFL takes for 2022 offseason.
I mean, every year you got a team like that that comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Why would it not be the team with the quarterback that's supposed to be the generational player,
who finally has what we think is a coach that can help him be better as
why would it not be him?
Quarterback.
I mean, I think it's
I like what you're doing, Chop. I like how you set this up for the NFL. So
reasonable.
I see what you're doing.
Indy. What's Indy going to be this year?
I love Indianapolis. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not sure how much Matt Ryan has left in the tank, but he's got good enough skill players and a good enough offensive line, and Jonathan Taylor's the best running back in the game right now, to think that coupled with the offense that they have and the skill set that they have offensively, and the way they play and the defense with Darius Leonard there, I think that's a team that could win 10-11 games in a division that's obviously not great in the AFC South. I think the Colts are going to be really good this year.
I think they'll be a good team. They'll be better than they were last year, obviously. Mm-hmm. They were close last year. They almost got to the postseason with Carson Wentz. Even though Matt Ryan's getting older, or not getting older, is older, has gotten old, he's still probably better than Wentz is. So, I mean, theoretically, same kind of season. It's a playoff team.
That's going to be a fun game on that's week 13, Sunday Night Football, when the Colts visit the Cowboys here at AT&T Stadium. So that gets us to this thing real quick. Prediction for the Cowboys record-wise this year. Where are you when it comes to based on what you've seen on their schedule and what the Cowboys will be record-wise this year?
12-5.
You got them going 12-5.
6-0 in the division. 6-5 everywhere else. It's what this team is. They are dominant against the people that they're familiar with and they are a coin flip against everyone else in the league.
And that's going to make – look, I want the Cowboys to win. Let me preface that real quick. I want the Cowboys to win, but that's going to make me really upset. Because you know what's going to happen if they go 12-5? Let's say they go 11-6, 12-5, and have that kind of similar record they did this past year. What are people going to say about their schedule? Oh, they had a cupcake schedule.
Well, of course they did.
They had an easy schedule. They got away with playing against a bunch of teams that weren't really good. And then what happens? Let's say you go 12-5, win a division, and you feel like you've got an idea that this team could be a championship team. Guess what they do? Possibly do like they did last year. Get bounced in the first round in the wild card. And next you know, oh, Cowboys are a bunch of frauds. Here they go again. Padding their record against a bunch of bad teams. And they couldn't beat the teams that matter most in the playoffs.
I feel like that's what the schedule is setting us up for. And you know, that's fine. Just keep that same energy when you talk about Tampa, because they play in a crap division. And keep it when you talk about the Packers, because they play in a crap division.
See, but the difference is there are teams that advance deep into the playoffs.
Well, I mean, that's not the Cowboys' fault.
It has to be their fault because they're only ones.
I know. I'm just trying to.
Don't introduce logic to this. You're trying to introduce logic. No.
I mean, the Packers disappoint more than any team in the league.
They should have another Super Bowl or two, for sure.
I mean, how about getting the one?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Cowboys, the Packers disappoint. But, you know, the point is that every team's, you know, both those teams have divisions that stink.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the Packers get the one seed every year. Why? Because the division stinks, in part. Tampa, they're both going to make the playoffs. They would have made the playoffs regardless. And so, the Cowboys may not have. But Tampa's division stinks. Packers' division stinks. Cowboys' division stinks. Titans' division stinks. And guess what? All those teams got bounced relatively early in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, they did. I'm going to say the Cowboys go 10-7, win the NFC East, and take their chance in the playoffs. But we'll see how they do this upcoming season. Plenty of talk about that throughout the day right here on your home of the Cowboys. 105 through the camp. Three the Fan. Coming up next, former Stars goalie Marty Turco joining the program next right here on 105 Through the Fan.
But let's get you over to A Number One Air and that cool special they've got at A Number One Air happening right now. When you buy a brand new AC system, you're going to get up to $2,000 cash back plus payments as low as $79 a month. It's a fantastic offer. Right now, you're going to get that awesome deal, an awesome deal from A Number One Air to stay cool during the summer months. When you buy a new AC system, A Number One Air is going to give you up to $2,000 cash back plus payments as low as $79 a month. It's real easy. They have flexible financing options tailored to fit your family's needs. Oh, by the way, remember this as always, they do not charge overtime. Not on weekends, not on holidays. They back all their work by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you need heating or AC, plumbing or electrical, A Number One Air is the only ones to trust, boys and girls. Give them a shout. 1-800-NEW-COOL. 1-800-NEW-COOL or A1Air.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on 105, 3 The Fan. Got to get you ready for Stars Flames game number 6 tonight at the American Airlines Center as the Stars look to stave off elimination tonight in front of what should be a raucous crowd tonight at the American Airlines Center. It is Sean and RJ, Kevin Gray, RJ Choppy, Peyton Russell holding it down for you on your Turn It On, Leave It On station. Coming up in about 17 minutes, got some breaking high school football news here in the DFW area that is going to send some shockwaves around the state, and a team looking for a new head coach. We'll get into that at the top of the hour right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, though, we go to the Diamond Factory Hotline, where we welcome in Marty Turco right here on 105.3 The Fan, former Stars goalie, looking to get us ready for tonight's game against the Stars and the Flames. Marty, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, crew. How are we doing?
Doing well. Hopefully doing much better at the end of tonight when the Stars and the Flames drop the puck inside the American Airlines Center at 8:30 tonight. Just give us your overall thoughts on the complexion of the series and now being here at Game 6 and how this series has shaped up in your mind based on what you've seen.
Well, we both got a road win, which is important. You know, we're going to have one more if we want to win this series, but we got to take care of business at home. We did such a great job all season. You know, we didn't have our best game on Monday. The Flames kind of took it to us, but you got to really, you know, a balanced and deep team over there for the Flames. Both goalies are playing great. It's a real tight series, so you know, we've been pretty crafty all season long. So we're gonna need to pull some magic out, take care of business tonight. Probably pop a couple on the power play. It'd be great. We need another stellar performance from our goalie. And, you know, at home, I like our chances tonight. And then Game 7, you never know.
You know, you mentioned the power play. Why have they struggled so much with the power play?
I think a lot of credit goes to Calgary. I mean, their goalie's good, but they apply so much pressure, and they're just all over us and don't give us a chance to set up. And they don't make many mistakes. And, you know, they're just well-coached in most facets of the game, but certainly they are when it comes to penalty kill. They got some pretty crafty, talented dudes over there, and, man, they're fast, and they're just jumping on you. And, as an old goalie, I'm like, it's a pretty good penalty kill. So, you know, for us, I think we got some skill. We got to use some deception, get in deep. We got to grind a little bit, a little workers mentality. On the power play and not just think it's an advantage, but take the advantage and put it to good use. So I think tonight we'll pop one, maybe might need two.
Yeah, you probably love it when you only see one shot on a power play, right?
Nah, not really. That was my time to shine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, you know, in the first period the other night and really into the second, like that game was kind of going the way the Stars wanted it to, and then something clicked with Calgary. Like, you know, when Calgary is clicking, like, what are they doing differently than they are when, you know, like, say, the first period where they're not getting a lot of shots off, they're not getting, you know, they just sound like they're skating well. What's the difference with them?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of credit got to go to us. We shut them down pretty good. They play that tight defensive game. I mean, like they do. And, you know, they play almost the exact same every shift. And sometimes they get, you know, with their speed and skill, they wait for turnovers and a pounce on them. And we weren't making many in the first two periods. And we really didn't make much in the third. They just, you know, it's hard to hold them off for three periods. But we were looking good, you know, tight, low-scoring game. That's our style. It's the way, you know, especially on the road. Anyway, my emotions got pretty high there. And just my heart got ripped out in the third period. But all you ever ask is hockey players is a chance, and we got a big one tonight.
Marty, when you look at this team offensively and the Stars, only 8 goals in 5 games, how much more pressure does that put on a guy like Jayden Ottinger to feel like he may have to do maybe a little bit more because offensively they're struggling to be able to have the kinds of games to keep them in it given the lack of offense we've seen from them?
Yeah, I'm really not sure you get any more pressure than the Stanley Cup playoffs. This year, first go around, so he's really stepped up to the plate. It's been really awesome to watch him. And at the end of the day, you know, it depends on each individual. You know, hopefully he knows he can't score goals, and he knows that it's going to be a tight game. And I think back to my earlier point: these are the moments you live for, you want, and so I think he's just going to go in there and keep freewheeling it like he has and just track that puck and make saves. And he's only going to make five, so be it. He's got to make 25, but at the end of the day, he can't worry about scoring goals. It's not his prerogative. It's not he can do about it, but I sure know he's giving me confidence, so hopefully it'll trickle down to the forwards and maybe the D-man so they can go score a couple goals for the guy.
Has it surprised you how well he played, though, like just the start? Like, you know, this is, you know, really his first run as as the primary goalie.
Yeah. I mean, my answer is really no. He's so good and talented. Would I be surprised if he didn't play, you know, just out of his mind? No, either, because it is his first go-around at it and getting some experiences. But the experience that he's given us is just a ton of hope for a long future with, you know, an able number one guy could eat and play a lot of games. But you don't never know when you get chances in the playoffs. And so he's trying to take advantage of most of it right now. And it just for me, for the organization, for the city, you know, Jake's the man. It's fun to watch.
Former Stars goalie Marty Turco joining us right here via the Diamond Factory Hotline on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Going into tonight's game, Marty, if you're Rick Bonus, what's the one thing that you want your team to do tonight that will help them give them the best opportunity to avoid elimination tonight?
Well, it's a good one. There's plenty, but if it's just one thing, it's probably, you know, eliminating those big mistakes and just not giving them the opening that they're looking for all the time with their tight defensive system to the neutral zone is just keep getting pucks in deep. So just not shooting ourselves. So I don't think you want to be too negative. I think the positive is just play our way. And you know, we've had our chance to win every game, maybe, you know, Monday aside, but you know, we just got to win too. And our fans have been awesome. It's great to be back in American Airlines Center. So just feed off the crowd and get the pucks in there and take it to them. And actually, you know, play a little of their own game. It can be a little demoralizing at the same time. And so we certainly have the horses to do it. We got the fans. So it's going to be rocking again tonight. I'm really excited for it.
How's the brewery?
Can't make enough.
That sounds like that's good business.
yeah, we're going. So it's just ordered some new tanks, but it's great. It's been hot out, right? Beer drinking weather, playoff hockey, you know, you name it. Byron Nelson's in town. The Mavs are winning. We're doing our part here for the Stars. We want more home games, though, honestly. And you know, tonight is just one other step to getting another chance at the second round.
Are you going to be at the Byron Nelson today?
I was there yesterday. I was took the my team, the Dallas Stars Foundation. We went out, checked it out. It was hot. I'm going to be out there again today. I'm doing a little thing with Richard Chamberlain. He's doing a little cooking at one of the tents in the pavilions. So I'm going to go out there for a little bit, but I can't stay too long. I got big priorities. Might do a little cameo on TV before the broadcast tonight and get ready to watch. Hopefully it to be an awesome game, and got to remind people we've had all-time records for our 50-50, both games three and four. So get there, get there early, cheer loud, and, you know, wear green, go Stars. Come on.
Looking forward to it tonight, the Stars and the Flames, 8:30 at the American Airlines Center as the Stars look to stave off elimination against the Calgary Flames. Marty, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it, and look to talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yes, have a good Friday. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the time.
There he goes, Marty Turco, former Stars goaltender. Good enough to join us right here via the Diamond Factory Hotline right here on 105 Through the Fan. Looking forward to seeing the Stars tonight. Should be a really good crowd as they look to cheer on their Stars to avoid elimination. Before we go to break here, of course, the big deal in the NFL has been over the past few days, Tom Brady's new $375 million deal that he signed with Fox, that by the time he finishes his career, whenever that is, he'll step into the booth and join Kevin Burkhardt as the number one team for Fox. Apparently, Chop, Shaq had some thoughts on this.
He did. He had thoughts on the Tom Brady haters. If you are a Tom Brady hater, if you don't like the fact that he got all this cash, he said this on his podcast about the Tom Brady haters. He said, basically, you know, pipe down. Deal with it. It's basically what he said. Just deal with it. Shut your face.
That's what.
Shut your face.
Well, let's hear Shaq cut number nine here and his thoughts on Tom Brady and how he's feeling about the haters of his contract.
Is 10 years, $375 million.
The call of the football game?
Once a week? You can't beat that.
Shaquille, are we angry?
Now, see, when it comes to greatness of this kind, if you lend any anger, you're a hater.
Well, he's paving the way for, I mean, it's that's astronomical.
No, he's not paving the way. Everybody can't and ain't gonna get this money. 7 Super Bowls, clean cut, good looking, speaks well. He deserves all the money. Whoever say he don't deserve his money, shut your face.
Shut your face. Brady isn't changing the market. He's not changing anything with this contract. Nobody else's money is getting close to this. Now, like, maybe if they got to lure Peyton Manning to do it for, like, who, like, what other network would need it? You know, NBC. You know, NBC needs somebody because Collinsworth ain't it. You got to have a quarterback. Can't have Collinsworth out there. Maybe they would pay up that kind of cash.
But I still don't think it would approach the $37.5 million.
You might have to because you got that production company with ESPN. So you might have to. Mm. Might have to make it worth his while. But like, you know, the rest of the guys aren't getting $37.5 million because you're not Tom Brady. It's, you know, just, you know, this guy. Some guys get more because who they are, or how they look, or how they sound. Oftentimes, that's more important than the substance. We have no idea if Tom Brady could be the dumbest analyst ever.
I think Fox is paying him to be the guy whose work ethic will make him good at this. Because we don't know if he's going to be good at this. I think they're paying for the idea that we know Tom Brady's insane work ethic. We know that he'll put everything he has into being the best analyst that he can. And if he does, he's going to be an insanely good guy on television.
It could be, but you know, some people just don't have the personality.
That it, yeah.
You know, the personality for it, you know, is he too dry? Is he too serious? Is he too jokey? Is he, you know, what is he? We don't know. We don't know what his personality is.
All I can say is, Antonio Romero Romo is a damn American hero, because he changed the game when it came to television money and how this will look from now on. Tom Brady can thank Tony Romo for what the contract he got, because he changed everything when it comes to these kinds of contracts. Coming up next, we're going to get back to the Mavs conversation, but I got some breaking high school football news here in the state of Texas that we got to get to. We'll get into that here at the top of the hour right here on your home of the Cowboys and Texas Rangers, 105 through the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.